Welcome to Sportsline here on a Tuesday night on WBAL. Orioles and Tigers coming up. It will be Zach Britton versus Justin Verlander. More on that in a moment. But right now, let's bring in an intriguing guy, Orioles outfielder Chris Dickerson, who joins us from Comerica Park in Detroit. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, well, tell us about last night. It's pretty tough going to face a pennant-winning club like the Tigers. You get Scherzer and Verlander in back-to-back days. From my vantage point on television, Scherzer looked pretty filthy last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's always filthy. You know what you're going to get, you know, every time you're coming here. And, you know, fortunately, this is the second series where we have these three guys back-to-back-to-back. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you know what you're going to get, but you just got to get in there and, you know, you got to hope that he's not on his best game, because when he is, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that are better than he is. And, you know, it was crazy because even, you know, even last night our video guy said that, you know, his stuff was doing stuff that it, you know, it looked better than the last time he was there, and he was pretty good at our place. So, you know, it's one of those things, you got to hang with him.
It's weird to say, but he might be the second best pitcher on the Tigers, or maybe he's the best, which is even odder to say considering who the ace of that staff is.
Yeah, I mean, he's not far off. I mean, he's got incredible stuff, and I mean, with he's got a 3+ pitches, and you know, when he's locating, you know, there's really not a whole lot of guys that are going to be better than that. So, you know, you just really got to get in there and bear down, and you know, he got the best of us. The best of some of us, namely me last night. So.
Chris Dickerson with us here on BAL. Chris, I'm kind of intrigued by your story getting to Baltimore. You're now 31 years old. You've been around pro baseball for a long time, about 11 years, and you've spent some time in the minor leagues, but you've also spent a lot of time back and forth in the big leagues as well. Tell us about why you chose Baltimore this offseason. You had a productive year last year as a role player for the Yankees. I'm sure you had a lot of opportunities this offseason. Why'd you choose Baltimore?
You know, I chose Baltimore because I was fortunate enough to see these guys the last 2 years being in New York, and you know, playing with a lot of with these guys. I knew that they were young and talented, and you could see you could see the change over the last 2 years and where the direction that this organization was headed. And I was just really impressed with that. You know, the players that have gotten that have come up through the system, and you know, the success is just that just looks like a great clubhouse, a great atmosphere. If these guys can continue to grow as an organization, as players, and you know, I wanted to be, you know, just you know, watching that the last 2 years, I just was really intrigued. The direction they were going, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Chris, you don't make the club out of spring training. You're sent down, but you only last in AAA Norfolk for 6 games, I believe, 15 at-bats. Were you discouraged? Were you frustrated not making the club? And then did you expect to be called up that quickly?
No, I didn't. I was really disappointed. You know, I thought I had a great opportunity to come here and make the team out of spring training, but you know, that's the thing about life. It's not, you know, everything isn't what it appears to be. Off the bat, it appears that, you know, there's no room for you. You're just not good enough, whatever the case is. But, you know, in the end, it was just, you know, we're just looking for a roster spot, and that was Ayala. And, you know, I didn't know what the situation was. Obviously, they have to keep the cards close, but, you know, it happened in the first 5 days and kind of explained what the situation was. And so I was relieved by that. You know, because it's just, you know, it's just a thrill, you know, getting another big league opportunity. And, you know, you can play at this level. And, you know, I frankly didn't feel like I had anything else to prove in AAA. So, you know, it was great. And, you know, I've really enjoyed my time here.
It's interesting to me. There's something about Buck Showalter. We've really seen it the last few years, and I have to give Dan Duquette a lot of credit, too, finding what seems to be the perfect role players for this team. But I calculated last week, I believe, between you, Valencia, Pierce, and Reimold, that group averaging about a home run every 20 times up at bat, which is probably, you know, the equivalent of a legitimate middle of the order power hitter in the American League. What is it about the opportunity when Buck Showalter puts you and the rest of that group in a certain spot?
You know what? Honestly, I mean, speaking, you know, as a guy as a DH, I mean, it's been, you know, it hasn't been really that easy. I mean, you know, I've had some success in the DH role. But, you know, again, it's something that none of us have ever done before. I mean, you know, I don't think, you know, no one has, you know, no one's an everyday outfielder. And so putting, you know, DH spot is all new territory. You know, Danny, same way. So I think, I mean, all of us, we've all been adjusting, and I'm, you know, we're still adjusting to not be, you know, not playing. And the DH is something, it takes a special person to be a DH, I believe. And, you know, being out there and just, you know, sitting around, you know, if you're having a bad day, it's really tough to, you know, you don't have the opportunity to go out and contribute in another way and just, you know, go out and make a play and kind of, you know, it just takes a special person to just not be in here, you know, festering over 1AB. And so we're all trying to get that, wrap our heads around that.
All right, hold that thought right there, Chris. We'll follow up there, and I have much more to get into with you here, including how you get back and forth from the ballpark each night at Camden Yards. We'll get into that coming up with Chris Dickerson from Detroit, Michigan, right here on WBAL.